22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we have to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, hopefully this afternoon they're going to be the views of our good friend Carol Matriciana, and we're going to be talking about what's happening not only from a geopolitical point of view, but from a spiritual point of view, because you cannot separate them at all. We have a lot of people who argue about what happened on 9/11. But unless you understand the spiritual force that energizes the people in positions of control and the fact that they felt that they did nothing wrong by precipitating that attack and letting 3,000 Americans die because they were working for a greater good, and that greater good was to involve us in the war in the Middle East, which will lead to the coming war with the Muslim world, which will bring about this wonderful new world order that... And think how wonderful it would be if we can put an end to wars by having more wars. In fact, that's always been the way that they've justified this. The First World War was the war that was fought to end all wars. Why did they want the First World War? So that they could end all wars. That's what it was about. They were going to bring about the League of Nations, the war to make the world safe for democracy. And then, of course, when that didn't work out too well, why, they had to have another war. But it was always with the idea that once we had this war, we would get the United Nations, would have world government, we wouldn't have any more wars. And, well, when that didn't work out, we've got to have the Vietnam War and the Korean War as great diversions. And now, of course, we have to have another great war with the whole of the Muslim world. We've got to have wars to get world peace. Perpetual war for perpetual peace. And you say that doesn't make sense. Well, very little goes on in the world really makes any sense unless you understand there are spiritual forces which are energizing everything going on today. And why doesn't anybody talk today as we look and see the tragedy unfolding in Iraq? Why does anybody talk about the Gulf of Tonkin incident that never occurred? And why Robert McNamara and Henry Kissinger and all the others covered up the fact that there was no Gulf of Tonkin and 58,000 American boys died for nothing, just exactly as our boys are not being allowed to win the war over there in Iraq today or the war in Afghanistan. I mean, why would they not have sent adequate men in? Why wouldn't they have given them adequate equipment? Why have we allowed the Mahdi's army to continue intact? You know, the Mahdi, I'll say there's a Mahdi's army, and it's been around now since 2003. It's been around for over 4 years. Why haven't we put a stop to that? Why are we sending the army and the Sunnis who have been killing us, our boys, until recently? Why are we financing the Pakistan that's financing the Taliban? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vietnam all over again, and nobody wants to say it. Well, with us is Carol Matriciana. Hi, Carol. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I am fine. How are you up there in Northern California?
We're doing just great. And, of course, basically we started out talking about this spiritual battle that's underway today. And, of course, you've been on the front lines of this for a long, long time. So let's get your impression of what's going on, because people don't like to hear me talk. They hear me talk all the time.
Interestingly enough, I'm sure your listeners know that I'm a DVD filmmaker, and one of the topics that actually I got best documentary for last year was Supernatural Powers, the Battle Between Good and Evil. And one of the ways that we were putting across the way these supernatural powers work is to be engulfed in men, in politics, in greed, in wars, in constant wars and rumors of wars, which of course is what Jesus warned would be signs of the last days and the last times, that there would be famines and wars
Hold that, Carol. We're just about to the end here.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Carol Matriciana. Why don't you go right ahead, Carol, and pick the story up there.
Well, you know, I started, actually, I mean, even though I'm a filmmaker now, about 30 years ago, I started working for other TV companies and other production companies, the BBC and ITV, and I was working amongst kids who had got involved in various cults that were just, in late 60s, early 70s, these cults were coming over, the Hare Krishna cult, the Bhagwan Shri Rajneesh cult, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi of Transcendental Meditation, and sweeping up hundreds of sort of idealistic young people on college campuses in America and across Europe, and sweeping them into a sort of new idealism, a spiritual awakening, if you will. And I started up an organization with concerned parents to just sort of help people understand what this new phenomenon, this new awakening to spirituality was all about. Mainly, in those days, it was Eastern mysticism coming through gurus, godmen, bhagwans, and the teaching of reincarnation just suddenly became household words. Gurus became household words. Yoga became a household word. Prior to the 60s and the Beatles, this kind of Eastern mysticism was not an integral part of mainstream society. And now, four decades later, we see that teenagers are extremely aware of the supernatural. They understand the supernatural beings exist. They see a supernatural dimension. They understand that this exists. We see movies, the entertainment choices out today, such as Underworld, The Sixth Sense, the Exorcism of Emily Rose. We've got TV programs like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the Ghost Whisperer, and of course Harry Potter. The latest Harry Potter came out last month, and Goosebumps, and all these video games, Doom, The Darkness, and kids are, their doorways, their minds are being opened to the supernatural, which they do not see as evil, as dangerous, as dark. They believe, Dr. Stan, this is a new conditioning in the last couple of decades, and particularly through the Harry Potter series, they believe that they have got the power within to be able to combat these supernatural beings. And I just caught the end of your last program where you were talking about growing wars and rumors of wars and how these wars have been gaining momentum in our culture for the last several decades. After the First World War and came the Second, and wars are just being fanned and to create mayhem and chaos, and all of this is part of the work of the supernatural world, who use human beings who have already become vulnerable conduits, if you will, and they use human beings through the powers of lust and greed, and even in a desire to want to just make sense of our ordinary world. I mean, just bringing it down to the level of little children reading Harry Potter, they are caught in horrendous emotional problems with probably divorces, gangs, rapes, school crimes increasing, all these kind of things. And they just want to be able to have some power to overcome what they consider to be sort of impotence in all the stuff that's going around. And so these entertainment movies and programs and music and video games all fan the idea that the supernatural world exists. And the Barna Group examined teens. They gave out this poll about teens who have been exposed to the supernatural world through the media. And, the teens certainly have exposure to these perspectives, these perceptions of the immaterial realm, and tuning into psychic awareness and witchcraft activities and all this sort of thing. And I think the churches, Dr. Stan, have not been able, do not teach kids how to in the biblical context, through the power of Jesus Christ, who came to give us authority over all the powers of the air. In Jesus Christ, we have abundant authority to overcome these things. But school kids, kids absorbed in the media, kids living in everyday life, who are not being trained in churches, and even Christian kids, even if they do go to church, they are not being taught from the pulpit how to deal with the supernatural world. And that actually was what forced me or encouraged me to make my DVD documentary, Supernatural Powers, The Battle Between Good and Evil, which won Best Documentary for last year. And I made that after I had interviewed, had worked on the movie Harry Potter, Witchcraft Repackaged, Making Evil Look Innocent. And I noticed that a lot of kids were saying, oh, well, we're protected with our spirit guides help us, or our guardian angels help us. And I said, well, how do you contact these guardian angels or spirit guides? And they were doing it through occultic means, but they had no idea who they were contacting, who gave them power and help and strength. They were what the Bible describes as fallen angels, angels who were in disobedience to God. And kids are tapping into these energies, these powers, these forces, and feel that they're able to overcome, but it's a false deception. And Jesus warned that in the last days, three times he warned in Matthew 24 that there would be spiritual deception. And more than ever today, Dr. Stan, we see spiritual deception in the churches as they embrace Eastern techniques, occult techniques, to try and give their congregation peace or power or health or whatever, you know, whether it comes through Christian yoga or whatever means. I mean, there was recently a big conference for Christian leaders, and the conference opened every morning with so-called Christian yoga. Well, yoga is an Eastern practice.
Well, you know, I think, Carol, the problem is that most Christians are so naive. I mean, but they should remember Jimmy Swaggart and Jimmy Baker, I mean, two of our major Christian television personalities who were both arrested. And really, of course, Jimmy Baker was involved not only in heterosexual but in homosexual activity. And we don't know about Swaggart other than this cavorting with the prostitutes. And then we find that people who are running Trinity Broadcasting, you know, have been paying off homosexuals to keep them quiet about their liaisons. And then we find out that the leader of the National Association of Evangelicals, I think that's it, something like 30 million evangelical Christian churches represented by this man, who himself is a homosexual, and yet he's out there, you know, pretending to lead the Christians and using his position to undermine Christianity. People don't understand that these people have infiltrated our churches. If you want to find New Ages and occult books, one of the best places to find them is in Christian bookstores all across America. The Christian church has been infiltrated. Now, certainly we would anticipate that the Catholic Church and the Jewish Church certainly would be infiltrated as well, but most evangelicals point at the Catholics and, oh, look at all those homosexual priests and all the pedophilia there, and look at those terrible Jews. But, you know, we never want to look in our own eye to see what's here. And one reason we're in so much trouble today is because the leaders of the evangelical fundamentalist Christian movement, Protestant movement, has been taken over in many instances by people who have a different agenda and are working, I believe, for the dark forces. And if we're not warning our young people, if we're not warning even many of our adult Christians, you know, what's going on, they're going to continue to be misled, just like the children of the village Hamlet were misled by the Pied Piper of Hamlet.
Exactly. And I think probably at the basis of everything, Dr. Stan, is that there is not a real grasp of the battle between Satan and God. I am so grateful that one of the very, very first Bible studies that I ever went to, and I was raised as a Catholic, and I was a very good Catholic. I was a Catholic that really, really wanted to go to Mass. In fact, I went to Mass every day. I went three times on Sundays. I went on holy days of obligation. I was a completely duty-bound Catholic. But one of the things that was not done was reading the Bible within Catholicism. The priest was allowed to read letters from the New Testament from the pulpit, but they were never explained, and it wasn't really the Holy Spirit wasn't permitted, in a sense, to come through Bible study. So many, many years later, after falling away into a world of just hopelessness and darkness and supernaturalism, even though I was born and raised in India, I had I resorted to the Western packaging of Eastern mysticism in our culture, seeing it as totally different to what I'd seen in India, but actually the sources and the foundation were the same. But I remember somebody taking me to a Bible study. Now, this phenomenon had never happened to me in my entire life. And I was exposed to somebody my age up there giving a Bible study and talking about how God leads you into circumstances and how God wants to lead your life and work with you for his glory. I had never heard terms like this. And one of the very first Bible studies after that was a wonderful gray-haired military man who had been in the Second World War and been in the Korean War and the Vietnam War. And he
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment, Carol. Here at Genesis.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 1-800-273-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Drawn away. In fact, we're told in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, I think verse 2 or 3, that, you know, before the man of sin is revealed, there's going to be a great falling away. And boy, there seems to be a great falling away today. What do you think about that, Carol?
There certainly is. And I truly believe it's because we are not equipped in the battle that is taking place in the supernatural world between God and Satan. With children, even in the evangelical church, even church people that I speak to do not believe in a personal Satan, a personal devil. Yet they believe in a personal God. It's so extraordinary to me that somebody would believe in that but not the other. Or, of course, then you'll get the people that don't believe in a personal God and just think of God as a force or a entity or a sort of consciousness out there, and so they relegate the same sort of entity and force to evil. So you've got these two diametrically opposed ideas, but it all battles down to, if we don't have a solid understanding of the fight that is going on for our souls and our minds, then how can we continue in this battle? How can a soldier go out to war if he doesn't know what he's fighting for or about? He doesn't know what his equipment is to be used for, etc. I had started just before the break to mention this incredible, this man that came to the very first, one of the first Bible studies that I had was ever taught, and he was a military man who had been involved in all these various different wars, from the Second to the Vietnam to the Korean, etc., etc. And he said that one of the most important things in warfare is to know your enemy, know the tactics of the enemy, know the character of the enemy, and then you can combat the enemy. And he, at that point, in my very first few weeks of understanding that there was that Jesus had died for me, that there was a Bible that would give me supernatural equipped insights into the supernatural world, into what I was living for, what my purpose in life was all about. All of these things I didn't know about. I mean, I was at that point quite a wealthy young teenager, in the sense that I'd become a world-class model and was doing quite well financially and traveling. But I still didn't know. I mean, I was frustrated with, what is life all about? What is the answer? And yet I was moving with the jet set in the fast lane and into drugs and vegetarianism and yoga and all these sort of things, but nothing was spiritually satisfying. So this wonderful military man was saying that once you know the characteristics of your enemy, not only physically, but he was taking us through to the Bible to let us know that Satan existed, that he was a real enemy of God, that he was a father of lies, that he was a deceiver, a confuser, somebody that created division, that created mayhem, that created chaos, that wanted to break up all that was good. Once one sees these things, then you know who is behind the famine in the world, the destruction in the world, the sickness in the world. All these things are part of our fallen nature, sin, Satan's strategy. And once these were open to me, then I could see the power and the hugeness of the love of God, that he sent his son Jesus Christ to help us be in him for this combat. And everything else started making sense. But kids today are not armed in supernatural warfare, even at church. I mean, I was raised a Roman Catholic, and we didn't learn these things. We didn't even have the Bible. But evangelicals today that have the Bible, they've got kids and young adults in their congregation that are longing for personal meaning to their lives and longing for something to enable them to accomplish whatever spiritual goals they choose. But these teenagers are not being given tools. Millions are getting thrown into endeavors by the media, watching, you know, propaganda movies, being schooled with pagan issues like environmentalism and globalism and all these, that all religions are equal, that all gods lead to the same path, all this kind of neutralizing nonsense. But
I think they're being schooled to fear a lot of things that don't need to be feared, and not to fear the things that they should fear. And we'll be back in just a moment here with Carol Matriciana to wrap up.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communications Network. Our guest is Carol Matriciana. And before we go on, Carol, would you like to get your website and telephone number out there?
Oh, thanks, Dr. Stan. My website's actually my name, which is spelled in a peculiar way, C-A-R-Y-L. So the website is www.caryltv.com, caryltv.com. And my phone number, if anybody wants to order anything, is 951-301-1101. That's 951-301-1101. A lot of ones in there, but easy to remember.
And if you're out there, listening audience, you have a question about what we're talking about this very real spiritual battle that's going on, and the difficulty is that You know, we seem to go from war to war, and none of it makes any sense. And the idea of wanting to go to war with Iran and risk the possibility of going to war with the entire Islamic world and certainly create dissension in all the Middle Eastern countries that really, of course, could very easily be taken over by the radical Islamic people in their society. I'm talking about Turkey, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Egypt, probably Algiers, Libya. I mean, that whole area could certainly be destabilized if we were to go to war with Iran. So why would we even consider that? And yet, unless you understand, there are spiritual forces that are driving the Dick Cheneys and George Bushes and the other people who seem to be so intent upon, well, just a little short war with Iran, like 6 days. Well, it's sort of like the Korean War. They said our boys will be home by Christmas, or the Boer War. They said our boys will be home by Christmas, and they didn't say what Christmas. Bill Clinton promised us that our boys would be home from Bosnia by November. Just didn't see which November. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's not such thing as a little war. And when you enter a war, of course, you never know how it's going to turn out. So there has to be some other X factor there. And for years, I recognized there was something we were missing. I knew that there had to be more to it than simply a battle between communism and capitalism, because the people in our country, the capitalists, have been financing communism since its inception. So how do we explain that? And then you get the CFR and the foundations, and you can understand why these people of great wealth would want an enemy so they could rally the people behind them and get the people to give up their freedom in the name of protecting them from the wicked communists. But there had to be something else, and I knew that, the X factor, and really it wasn't until the early 1980s that I came across the New Age and the things that Carol has been studying for such a long period of time. And there truly are Luciferian supernatural forces out there. And of course, Carol's done some wonderful DVDs on this subject. But do you think there's any increased awareness on the part of the general Christian audience out there? You know, one of the big things, Carol, is the fact that they've infiltrated our Christian bookstores. They, of course, have influenced our Christian ministers and ministries, and they put on seminars all the time for our ministers, and most of them just don't understand that people are, you know, putting on these meetings are not doing to inform, but to really to actually confuse Christian ministers so they will not take a stand when they really are needed so badly.
I was going to say that I think one of the greatest things that's happening is such confusion, because and that, of course, is one of the characteristics of Satan. He is the god of confusion. Up is down, down is up. Evil is called good, good is called evil. In fact, the Lord said, beware when we start calling evil good. And that's what's happening. We've got some Christians saying that it's okay to read Harry Potter, some saying that he is a Christ-like figure, others saying that he's a witch and a Satan. He's a witch, and he's not to be, his morality is not to be followed. But there are others that are saying, well, he resurrected from the dead in a Christ-like way, and so that let's teach our kids about good and bad, about Christ and Satan, about good and evil, and all of this through Harry Potter. So with these incredibly extreme views, Christians are beginning to get more and more confused, and rather than think through, go to the scriptures, test the scriptures, test the spirits, see if it's another gospel and a different Jesus, they just give up, throw their hands in the air and say, oh, it's too confusing. And of course, that's what the enemy just loves, apathy and sleeping, not doing anything about trying to work it out. And it's now being called tolerance, multiculturalism, that we have to tolerate one another. It's politically correct not to confront and stand up for what is right. So we have all these small little groups even coming up in churches where you discuss your feelings and you discuss your emotions as to what you think is the problem. And gone are the days where we go to the Bible and say, well, what does God say is the problem? What is God trying to teach us through this? Pastors from the pulpit are turning to New Age medicine. I get so many calls every week, Dr. Stan, from concerned congregations saying their pastor has just got into acupuncture or Reiki healing or is offering holistic methods from the pulpit. And we've now got hundreds of churches across America doing yoga and calling it stretching faith and faith in the stretch and Christoga and all these names that you can sit quietly and meditate within yourself. Search for Christ within yourself. Find the Christ in you. Well, these are Eastern ideas. It is not a biblical concept to sit still physically, empty your mind, and start thinking about visualizing a Jesus. This opens the Christian practitioner up to imagination, which the Bible does not call something beneficial. Never in the Bible is the use of imagination a good technique to get to God. The only way to get to God is through Jesus, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And biblical meditation is going through the Word of God and keeping our mind on it, loving the Lord our God with our whole mind, not putting our mind into neutral, which is the Eastern way to get into an altered state, into a hypnotic state, going within, trying to find the good within. So people more and more in the Christian world are turning to secular humanism, not realizing that when you start looking for the good in people, this is not a biblical concept, because the Bible says that none of us are good. There is no good thing within us. Jeremiah 17 says our hearts are deceptively wicked. So Jesus says that watch out, what comes out of your mouth comes from your heart. So these are the things that contaminate us. It's only giving our mind, bringing our mind under the subjection of Jesus, under his teaching, under his blood, in faith by him, can we start being conformed and being changed from glory to glory. But the churches are just replete with bringing in laborious walking in the church, where you walk round and around and around in these sort of labyrinth circles, or involved in contemplative prayer, or involved in dulling the sanctuaries with stained glass window lighting and candles and incense, all the kind of things that I had when I was a Catholic growing up in a Roman Catholic church, where you come into the inner sanctuary and when you see the light burning at the end on the altar, you know that the presence of Jesus' body is in the Holy Host, and you accept his body on your tongue in communion. And Jesus is continually being put to death. Jesus is continually dead within that system. It wasn't until many years later, when someone took me to the scriptures, that I could see, my goodness, Jesus is alive. I'm not taking him in communion as the bread changed into his body where he's continually dying. He resurrected so that we could become resurrected people, living on the right-hand side of God the Father through him, and able to have his enemies under our footstools. But today, so many in the church are bound up with powers and principalities, telling them how deplete their lives are. So many Christians going to Christian psychologists, and there's no such thing as Christian psychology. That's the same as Christian yoga. That you can't bring Belial and Baal and call it the same as Jesus. You can't take Eastern practices and call them the same as biblical concepts. You can't take secular psychology, which treats the mind through humanists and secularists like Freud, and have your mind treated with man's philosophical ideas.
Well, let me get our telephone number out here again. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment on what we're talking about, but you know, there's so many of our ministers, when they go to college, they'll take a minor in psychology so they can counsel people, you know, who will come to them once they get to be ministers. Well, there is nothing that the secular world has in the way of psychology that can really help a Christian. I mean, that because we're approaching the world from an entirely different point of view. One is where you're going to work out your problems, learn how to live with your problems, solve your problems. And the other is to be reliant upon God. If you're having trouble with your spouse, your wife, your husband, why, of course, the trouble is not with, you know, with your opposite. The trouble is with your relationship with our Lord. Until you recognize that, why, nothing is going to change. And there is just so much going on today where the ministers are actually leading people away from God. Because it's not their fault. It's just that nobody's ever explained to them about this spiritual battle that Carol covers so well in her DVDs and videos. Go right ahead, Carol.
Well, you're right. I think Christian psychology is probably one of the worst Trojan horses of idolatry within our churches. And when you get great leaders, you know, you get these wonderful proponents like, you know, conservative evangelical preachers and teachers, that you have the Chuck Swindolls and Charles Stanley and James Dobson, who I think it was Time magazine said he was one of the greatest Christian teachers, and yet he talks about Christian psychology in that we don't have enough self-love. We don't have enough self-esteem. If only we could build up our self-esteem and self-love, there wouldn't be any problems. Well, that is completely contrary to biblical teaching, which tells us again and again to come to grips with what wretched sinners we are, what worms we are, and that our state is so separated from God through the wages of sin is death. It's separation from God. It's not me telling myself how wonderful I am and loving myself more and more, but for me to come to a place where I completely confess my sin and my wretchedness and ask God to change me from within, to grow me up in Christ, who has taken my sin on himself so that I can be set free to have eternal life and freedom in him. And, you know, when you get these great people, like even sadly, the greatest movement within the Christian church, which is Rick Warren's purpose-driven church, purpose-driven life, purpose-driven marriage, you get these people that, you know, are frequent speakers, as is Rick Warren with Robert Shuler. And what the Robert Shuler Institute, that successful church leadership program, is all about the potential of one within oneself. It's all part of this humanistic psychology, this secular idea that within man is good, that we just have to look for the good in one another, and that if only we can focus in on the human potential within us, then we can overcome everything. Well, this is absolutely rhetoric, awful stuff that is promoted within the New Age. Oprah Winfrey did a huge, great promotion of something called The Secret in February earlier this year. It was such a success. The program ran for 2 weeks, and it was called The Secret. Everybody wanted to know about The Secret, this secret that had been known for centuries and centuries. And here were Christians calling me up because The Secret was being promoted within the church. Well, Oprah Winfrey is a New Age proponent, and she's always advocated New Ages on her show, those that are leading the world into global oneness, into one consciousness, into the idea of a higher spirituality through new thought that we can all grow up into. And so you've got the New Ages doing it on the one hand, and then you've got the liberal church and sadly the evangelical church, with the likes of the humanist psychologists, of a psychology of, you know, these purpose-driven programs and all this kind of thing, and Christian counselors all saying that we have to get back to our feelings. We have to know that our feelings are good and our opinions are good, and, you know, let's love on one another. And so we get into a dialectic, experiential expression of spirituality, which is just taking hundreds and thousands down the wrong path to ecumenicalism and feeling good about one another, feeling good about these churches that we're uniting with. And it's a tragedy. It's absolutely a tragedy. It says, you know, Philippians, Paul tells us, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. We have fallen away from seeking first the kingdom of God, seeking what is of Jesus Christ. We're all after wanting to feel good and look good and how to overcome this problem and how in my own power to overcome that problem, and teaching young kids that through the powers of Harry Potter they can learn how to overcome evil with good that is within themselves. This is just not true. There is no good thing within us, the Bible says. What is the point of going within ourselves and through yogic meditation trying to find the divine within and imagining that we have found the divine within by focusing, by visualizing, by breathing hard, by going through self-hypnotic processes, and then suddenly conjuring up an image that we are okay, that we are God, that we are good, that we have got control over our future. And Jesus says in the scriptures, be careful when you do that. Be careful when you start making a barn for yourself and saying, oh, I'm going to store up the things to keep me going in this earth, because this very night he is going to come and take your life from you. So we need to really see, are our lives in tune with Jesus? Have we submitted our life to God the Father? Have we accepted Jesus
Christ? Carol, we're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of Aloe Cleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try Aloe Cleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Dr. Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and that most people don't understand the truth about what's going on, and you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, be sure to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WARM. If you'd like to get some of Carol Matriciana's excellent DVDs, certainly the spiritual warfare we carry in Harry Potter, and we carry Hollywood's war against America, and you can go up on our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and look at all the DVDs we carry that Carol has put out. She's doing a great job. Now, I do want to mention we are going to be having our annual conference here on the 28th of October here in the Monterey area, and I hope you can come. We've got a great lineup of speakers. It's going to be an all-day conference. If you're going to be coming in from elsewhere and you need rooms, why, let us know. We'll go ahead and get to the hotel where we have rooms lined up at discount prices. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give a serious consideration to getting others to come. We always like to get a good turnout, not only from locally, but from across America. So that's October 28th, a Sunday, but we should have a great, great time. Then, of course, I do want to mention to you today, a little earlier today, I talked to a gentleman who was a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during the Reagan administration, very well-known columnist, syndicated across the country. I was asking him about the stories they're putting out today about a massive propaganda campaign beginning next week to try to get the American people to go along with a planned coming of war on Iran. And they only figure they'll get 35 or 40% of the people to go along with it, but that'll be enough with the way they're able to manipulate things to justify just a little short war with Iran, maybe 6 or 8 days, and then it'll all be over. At least that's what they're planning. Well, we don't know what's going to happen, and hope and pray that it doesn't happen, but this could create very real problems in this country and could cause a disruption of our whole economy. Should this happen, and should there be retaliation on Iran's part, would be quite justified. After all, if we kill their people, is there any reason why they shouldn't be able to kill ours? So if this should happen, have you got your emergency food supplies in? Do you have your water purifiers, your Berkey water purifiers? Do you have your barrels? Do you have your pumps to get the water out of the barrels? Do you have your grinder? All the things that you would need to survive. And if you don't, why, we'll be glad to send you an emergency food catalog. And if you have a catalog and you have not yet got the things together and made plans at least to have some things on hand, don't put it off. And if you'd like a free catalog, emergency food catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Let me tell you, I'm in touch regularly with the people at Ready Reserve Foods, and they're having more and more difficulty getting certain foods, more and more difficulty getting foods that are not genetically modified, and the price on these foods are going to be going up dramatically in the very near future, just as all the prices are going up. Get them now before the price skyrockets and you can't afford them because, well, believe me, once something comes down the line, it's going to be too late. If you'd like to get our catalog on various health products, and you should have a good supply of those things on hand, and then all the other medical supplies and things that you would need, and we don't offer those, you can get those down at your local drugstore. But begin making your plans. We, of course, carry certain books. We have the book on nuclear war survival skills. We have a little kit, cost of $10, shows you how to, if you have the nuclear war survival, why, of course, it shows you how to make a radiation meter for $10, otherwise going to cost a couple of hundred. And then, of course, we ask you to think about making the best of basics, the DVD, sheltering in place. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views you've expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest. And today, our guest is Mr. J. Wimpy. And how do you pronounce that? Wimpy?
Buddy.
Beg your pardon?
Just like Popeye's buddy.
All right, fine. Jay Wimpy. And of course, he has been interested in civil defense for a long time. At one time, we had a very excellent civil defense in this country. And then it was decided we would not try to protect our people against the possibility of chemical, nuclear, biological warfare. And just as in Israel today, they've taken the gas masks away from most of the people over there so that, well, we would not offend the Syrians by having people have in Israel being able to defend themselves. And most people would say, that's crazy talk. There could very well be either a chemical or biological weapons used in the coming war with Syria. Why would you take away the Gulf away their gas masks in Israel when everybody had them until recently? I would ask the same things. Why do we have no defense in America? And Mr. Wimpy, what do we need to do, and what's the problem?
Well, we need to protect the population of the United States. The government has chosen not to. We lived under the doctrine of mutual assured destruction for many years. Now, with the shifting balance of power, we're not even sure whether the mutual assured destruction will work. The government has promised at times that we needed to, or that they would try and establish a reasonable civil defense program, but they haven't had the political will to do so, and evidently there's not a demand from the public. And therefore, it's just one of the items that sits on the back burner and they never really do much with. It's rather unfortunate, in my opinion. And I've tried to work with a few of my elected representatives and encourage them to do more. But so far, there's been very little progress. It is sad, I would say, that we've spent so much on Homeland Defense, and we're still not really defending the population of the United States.
Well, I really don't know what they're doing. They're putting out, you know, tens of billions of dollars every year on Homeland Security, and we have some of these places, some of these communities out in the middle of Kansas, you know, are buying sophisticated robots to defuse, you know, supposedly probably terrorist bombs, but they don't have any terrorists in that area. But the common things that would be done to protect the individual, the Office of Homeland Security doesn't seem to be doing any of these, and as far as I know, FEMA has no plan to protect the American people nationwide in case of a major nuclear, chemical, or biological attack. Would that be a fair statement?
I guess it would be a fair statement. It seems like they've made preparations to protect some of our political leadership. There are a few very sophisticated and well-stocked shelters, but the masses are simply going to have to depend on themselves, which is what I would suggest they do most of the time anyway. Government has, you know, always been rather poor at looking after the individual, and so
hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Take care of ourselves.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Station's back on the
okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Mr. Jay Whipley, and he's with TACTA, the American Civil Defense Association, TACTA. And, of course, they're trying to get people to begin making preparations to look after themselves and not rely on FEMA, or you may very well end up as the people did in New Orleans. After the levees broke, after the storm had left, after the streets had already begun to dry, And we'll never know why those levees went down after the storm had left, after the streets had begun to dry out. But be that as it may, then we begin to see how effective the government agency is that's assigned supposedly to protect us. So what should people be doing, Jay, to try to prepare? And do you think that there is really the possibility that America could ever be attacked here? I mean, we've never had a major attack except for this one in Washington, D.C., you know, about 6 years ago. But, pardon me, in New York City 6 years ago, but that only affected a very small number of people, terrible as it was. Is there a possibility that we could all be affected, or the majority of the American people could be affected? What could possibly happen, and what should we be doing?
Well, there are a variety of things that could befall us, lots of different types of disasters, natural disasters such as a big hurricane or perhaps an ice storm, which can leave you without electricity for quite some time. But there are some significant military threats and terrorist threats to the United States that could significantly challenge our way of living. The Chinese are involved in a significant military buildup at this time, and Russia still has a significant military threat also.
Well, but we're doing everything we can to build up the Chinese financially and militarily. We're transferring them so much of our military technology. In fact, Bill Clinton even gave them the most secret information we have on targeting their missiles. They're not really an enemy, are they?
Well, they could be our enemy, and I would say some of the rhetoric coming out of Beijing has been rather threatening. And one thing you should pay attention to is when people start making threats, sometimes they carry out those threats. There's also the Muslim world that has basically stated that their objective is to destroy this nation and others who oppose them. The reality is there are a lot of people who could pose a significant threat to the United States. A single missile with a single nuclear warhead could cause an electromagnetic pulse effect over the entire United States that would significantly damage the power grid, and we could be looking at a situation where we would have no electricity for most of the nation for a period of years. And in that situation, there have been some government scientists that have estimated that we would lose up to 100 million people in the first year simply because of starvation, exposure, and disease.
Well, of course, people are going to say, but, gee, that couldn't possibly happen. I mean, the government wouldn't let it. The government's here to look after us.
Doesn't take a lot of technology, currently we have no defenses really on the East Coast from a missile. The Iranians and North Koreans already have missile technology, and is all they need is a nuclear weapon, and they've made quite a few announcements regarding their intent to develop nuclear weapons. If they develop even a crude nuclear weapon, perhaps put it on a little freighter, bring it over within a few hundred miles of our coastline, and launch the missile, it could do a significant amount of damage to the United States. It would be an EMP effect would actually be far more damaging to us than, say, a detonation on the ground that would significantly damage a single city.
And of course, this would be one of these electromagnetic pulse, and you can actually make them, so they would primarily put that out rather than radiation explosion, just an electromagnetic force to knock out the electric grids in areas of the country, key areas of the country. So, no, certainly we know that the government has made elaborate plans to look after the elite, the government officials, the key members of Congress, but what have they done to look after us common people? I mean, do they have any shelters for us? They certainly, we know they have shelters all around Washington, D.C. We know they have them in Northern California. Are there underground shelters elsewhere for the elite?
Yes, some state governments have made some shelters for their political leadership. But for the most part, the citizens of the United States are going to have to look after themselves. It's unfortunate. I would suggest that the government do more than they are doing right now to build some public shelters and to stock them. However, if you look at the Swiss government, they actually recommend that people build shelters in their homes, and their building codes now require shelters in homes and businesses in order to shelter people from nuclear, chemical, or biological attack.
But don't they have them in all their schools and certainly in government buildings? Because they believe there's a very real possibility of a nuclear or chemical or biological attack, and they want to protect their people. I mean, I understand that they have shelters for literally everybody in the country.
They do. They can actually shelter even more than the population of their country. And they have taken a very objective and, I would say, prudent look at the threats in the world. And they have taken some very practical measures to protect their population by requiring shelters to be built and then funding public shelters to be built. And they're only spending somewhere on the order of $50 per person per year to maintain their civil defense program, whereas the most recent figures that I have for the United States before Homeland Defense was less than a dollar per person per year, which is largely just eaten up in the bureaucracy.
Well, I understand that the Chinese have actually put in massive underground shelters, and they have all sorts of tunnels and their subways, and these are all being built with a specific thought in mind of protecting their population in case of a war. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. Both the Chinese and the Russians are building some fairly large shelters. There was an interesting article, and I can't remember that it was U.S. congressman that that visited Russia to ask about some of the shelters that they're building. And they have multiple railroad tracks going in at the base of a mountain, and it appears that they're building an underground city that is as large as Washington, D.C., and they actually have several of these installations. And, of course, they were officially denied, but it's quite obvious what's going on. They are building some significant shelters for their people, a large portion of their people, underground.
Well, if there's nothing to worry about, why would they be doing that? Why would they be wasting all that money? I mean, you would think that they wouldn't actually be building those shelters unless they felt that there was really a danger to their people from some sort of an attack.
Well, the conclusion that this congressman came up was that the Russians were determined that they would eventually have to fight a nuclear war with us, and he never really considered the fact that they were actually intending to start one, but it appears that may be the case. But, you know, whatever their intentions are at this time, those intentions can change overnight, and they are fully prepared to annihilate the population of this country. And so I think our most prudent course of action would be to protect ourselves from that threat. Protect ourselves from all of the threats the best we can with the means that we have.
Well, of course, but our president said that he had looked into Putin's eyes, he saw his soul, and he knew he could trust him, and there was nothing to worry about. Do you think the president might possibly be wrong?
Well, that could be. But you know, Putin may or may not even be there tomorrow, and they could have some different political leadership. And we simply have to deal with the realities as they are. And the Russians have some fairly significant weaponry that could threaten us, as well as their nuclear arsenal. They have weaponized at least a dozen different biological organisms that could be delivered to this country, not even in a vial, but just from an infected person. That could do substantial damage to the population of the United States and the economy as well.
Well, do you think maybe the administration really anticipates this is going to happen? You recall that I think it was in May, as I remember, when the president signed a presidential directive and a Homeland Security directive that allowed him to declare a dictatorship, a military dictatorship in this country. If there was some sort of a biological or chemical attack or any sort of a thing, but they specifically mentioned some sort of an epidemic or outbreak or disease outbreak in this country, and they wanted to have this emergency power to declare a dictatorship without the consent of Congress for an indefinite period of time with no judicial review. They have never, no president has ever in all the history of our nation taken unto himself such a tremendous power, and yet most people have never heard of these two presidential directives. One was 21, the other was, as I remember, 50 or 51, 50, and of course they were, one for was a Homeland Security Directive, the other was a National Security Directive. Were you aware of those?
I am aware of those. I have looked at the text, and they are somewhat troubling. But I guess the big question is, what should we do about it?
Well, do you think, my question is, why would they want that power? Unless, of course, they suspected something was going to happen. No other president has ever taken unto himself this power. Though he could do this unilaterally without the permission of Congress.
You know, I really can't answer about what his intentions are, however. It is somewhat troubling, and I think everyone in the United States should be concerned about it and perhaps study that issue a little bit more.
All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with Jay Wimpy here and talking about what are you doing to protect your family.
Tetanus pneumonitis, August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest is Jay Wimpy and Mr. Wimpy, simply talking about the things that people should do. And, of course, we would think primarily of chemical, nuclear, biological warfare. And, of course, we could just see a total breakdown in society and total chaos and anarchy and not being able to buy things at the local store, really having to be concerned, along with your neighbors, about how to protect yourselves from chaos and roving bands. Certainly wouldn't, if something like this did happen, would there be a possibility of a state of anarchy being here for a time?
Yes, I think it's pretty well documented that in any disaster situation where local law enforcement is busy doing other things, the fabric of society comes apart relatively quickly. In most major cities, if the power goes out, usually windows start breaking within 5 or 10 minutes. So, you know, it behooves us to look ahead, think about what we might need in a disaster situation, and prepare ourselves to be able to stay home and stay safe in a situation like that.
Well, just imagine there was a chemical attack. Now, is atropine an effective antidote for all types of chemical weapons? How would you know whether atropine would be effective or not? How would you even know what type of chemical weapon it was?
Well, you don't know necessarily, but chemical weapons, like I said, are deployed in a relatively small area. You can actually stay safe by just staying in your own home if many chemical weapons are deployed. You can go as far as to provide a protective suit and a gas mask that would protect you in many situations. And we actually teach our members how to do that if they're interested in learning about it. So, you know, a chemical gas mask is not a bad thing to have. Back in the days before this was a threat, you could buy an Israeli gas mask for roughly $5, and you could buy extra cartridges for $2.
How much are they now, though?
Now they're close to $50 for a mask and a couple of cartridges.
In other words, now that there's really a possibility we might need them, why, the price has gone way up.
Right. And that's what happens in any disaster. The supplies and the items that we need in a particular disaster are immediately not available because the stores that normally carry a relatively small amount cannot take care of the demand. So the thing that we ought to be doing is looking ahead for what we might need in a disaster, getting the food and water, and being prepared to stay in our homes and stay safe. To illustrate with a chemical or biological weapon, there was a situation in the Soviet Union where they were manufacturing a biological agent. It was anthrax, and as always happens, you know, a shift change, something doesn't get communicated, and they had a set of filters that was actually protecting the people around the plant from the anthrax that they were making. And one shift took the filters out. The next shift came in, didn't realize that the filters were out, and they started up their equipment manufacturing this biological agent. And it was on a weekend evening, I guess. And it was really kind of interesting that a lot of the men who were out on the streets at night, or, you know, they were going to the bars and such, they ended up dying, whereas the women and children who were home in their houses were protected from that agent. So, you know, our houses can provide a lot of protection from a chemical agent, and we do share the information as to how to, the symptoms of being exposed to a chemical agent and the treatment protocols. And some some items you can, chemical agents or biological agents you can recover from, and some are much more lethal. However, you can actually educate yourself to those and take reasonable, practical precautions to protect yourself.
I mean, it's amazing, Chris, how men can find terrible ways of killing other men, and they used a great deal of chemical weapons. Certainly during the First World War, of course, the United States government, we have even things from the government itself admitting that they had actually supplied the wherewithal to build the chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein, and Saddam Hussein had actually, of course, killed hundreds of thousands of Iranians, and I don't know how many of his own people, but they say over 100,000 Kurds. I talked to a Green Beret who was assigned to help Saddam Hussein when they were using the chemical weapons on the Iranians. And you have to understand if that really happened, and the fellow was there, claims he was there. Has anybody in our military been held responsible for violating international protocol? Under any circumstances, chemical weapons have been used fairly recently with hundreds of thousands of deaths, terrible deaths from chemical weapons. Could it happen here?
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called Nutritrala, the time-relief alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, if you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is Nutritrala. Nutritrala. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
Dr. Stan, and I guess this afternoon is Mr. Jay Wimpy, who's with TACTA, the American Civil Defense Association. The American Civil Defense Association, TACTA, And, of course, he and a small number of people are out there like Paul Revere trying to tell the American people, you get better, get prepared. And I would simply suggest that the fact that the government has appropriated $385 million for Halliburton and is paying that to Halliburton yearly to build detention camps suggests that the government anticipates something important and significant is going to happen. The fact that they have repealed the various legislation that prevented the use of American troops here in the United States against American citizens, the fact that they have simply nationalized the National Guard in case of a national emergency so that the governors of the state will have nothing to say about it. In other words, the president can simply take the National Guard and use those against the American people. The fact, of course, that they've passed the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act, which, of course, reversed those Civil War pieces of legislation that said you cannot use the American military against the American people, and then, of course, the new Presidential and Homeland Security directives that allow the president at any time, at his discretion, without congressional permission or approval, to declare essentially a military dictatorship in America for an indefinite period of time. Obviously, the administration knows something's coming down, and the American people are really oblivious to this, and they really have got to start thinking how we're going to protect ourselves. Now, Jay Wimpy has said we need to have food. How would we begin to store water? So, because you have to have water at least for a period of time if you're going to survive.
That is correct. You can store water in plastic containers that are commonly available. Plastic 55-gallon drums are really nice. I have three of those stored for each member of my family. And more important than that, I have the ability to filter and then disinfect water that I can get from any surface source, a ditch or a pond, and make it drinkable as well. So, and you know, for $40, you can buy the supplies to build your own water purification kit that would be very effective and would be able to sustain your family for a period of months to years.
Well, tell me about this water purification kit. Is it some sort of distiller? How does it work?
Actually, it just consists of an industrial filter sock that filters particles out down to the 1 micron size, and followed by disinfection with either chlorine bleach solution or with elemental iodine, which are both powerful disinfecting agents. I keep my kit in 2 5-gallon plastic buckets where I can scoop out of the water source with one bucket, pour through the filter sock into the second bucket, and then I also have some secondary containers that you can where you can place that water and apply the appropriate amount of disinfecting material, and you wait for a few minutes, and the water is drinkable and safe.
All right, fine. Now, is that all up on your website?
That's all on the website. It's tacda.org, T-A-C-D-A, .org, and I would recommend the website for good information on addressing all these threats, chemical, biological, nuclear, and on all the basic preparations such as food storage, water, and other items that you might want to store in order to be able to survive on your own for an extended period of time.
Well, now, you're one of the older civil defense organizations, aren't you?
Yes, we are actually what remains of the government civil defense program. Back in 1962, the government decided that it was going to drop the civil defense program, and there were a few private individuals that wanted or thought that the civil defense program should continue. Therefore, they acquired the rights to the symbol, the red circle with the blue triangle with the big CD, and that's us. So we are the American Civil Defense Association, and we are the remnants of the organization that used to be sponsored entirely by the government and was actually part of the military at one time.
Well, because at one time I can remember where every community had a civil defense organization and somebody who was actually responsible in case of an emergency, and we had all these mobile surgical hospitals. I don't know, we had 50 of them or so, and they had supplies, and they had a master plan to look after the American people. And then Henry Kissinger, that great American patriot, who came up with the idea of mutual assured destruction. You know, we can kill all the Russians, and so they can kill us, so nobody's going to have a war. And of course, I remember Ronald Reagan said, you know, he thought it was far better to come up with a program to kill missiles than to kill people. And that's why he advocated a strong defense for America, and they put in the MX missiles. But we've actually, of course, apparently have taken all those down. We have been unilaterally disarming. We've actually taken down the MX missiles and the other missiles. And so limiting our defense while the Russians are in full preparation for war and the Chinese are in full preparation for war, and it just doesn't make sense. I mean, the Russians have thousands of warheads, and we have 6 interceptor missiles in Alaska. Why would we put ourselves into such a position of jeopardy?
You know, I ask my congressman that question quite often, and I ask myself that question. And you know, I can't answer it. I know the population of the United States is not really demanding to be defended, and I don't. And I think they don't really know enough about the subject, and they're not being provided with the appropriate information on the in the main media sources to understand the full implications of the threat. But you know, I'm very disappointed that the United States has chosen to quit making nuclear weapons and has since actually dismantled the infrastructure for making nuclear weapons. I don't think most people know that the United States hasn't made a nuclear weapon since the early 90s, and they are presently incapable of doing so, and in fact they cannot even maintain the weapons that we have. And the reductions that President Bush has proposed for our numbers of nuclear weapons were going to happen anyway, just because we can't provide enough material, namely tritium, to supply the weapons that we have. And so we have to retire some of our weapons, mine the remaining tritium out of those in order to keep some of the other weapons viable. There's also a significant concern about the plutonium pits in the nuclear weapons that we have, and we cannot test nuclear weapons at this point, and so we're relying on computer models to tell us whether or not our weapons will be effective. But there is concern amongst a large portion of the scientific community that our weapons might actually be ineffective when it comes time if we had to use them.
And I think really it's so important exactly what you're saying, this tritium, which is a product that you need to have to trigger off the bomb. We're not making any more. In fact, why is it that we don't have the ability to make it, or we've elected not to make it? Why don't we have any tritium, which is actually essential if we wanted to have a nuclear counterforce?
You know, I really can't answer that. I don't know why a lot of the things are happening, but I know that we are unilaterally disarming, and there is very solid evidence that the Russians still have a warm manufacturing line, and they are still deploying new aircraft and new missile systems to deploy nuclear weapons. The Chinese are also doing so, and we are heading in the other direction, as in dismantling the weapons that we have, dismantling the weapon systems, and also dismantling the infrastructure to manufacture them. I think we're putting ourselves in a very dangerous situation because we are becoming so weak to where it would, you know, a potential adversary might be tempted to try something. And I think each day that goes by, we're in a more and more precarious position.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question for Mr. Jay Wimpy, who's with TACTA, why give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what you will never hear these discussions, the fact that we are unilaterally disarming while the Russians are in full production for a war and building a new intercontinental ballistic missiles, mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles. We don't have any. They're building them. The Chinese are building a new intercontinental ballistic missiles, and of course using the sophisticated technology we've given them. We're doing everything we can to build up the military and financial status of Communist China. Communist China has well over $1.4 trillion in reserves, and at least $800 to $900 billion of that, that's B, billion, are in American dollars. And if China should decide tomorrow to destroy our economy by dumping those dollars on the open market, they would destroy the value of our currency, and the whole American economy would grind to a stop. And none of these things make any sense. Our government is actually subsidizing the various corporations, American corporations, who go overseas to move to China so that they will pull their businesses out of the United States, and then we're guaranteeing those businesses that if they're nationalized, their property, their factories are nationalized, they'll get back not only what they've invested, but perhaps two or three times that. We give them special breaks. They only pay 5% interest, I should say taxes on their factories in communist China. And, of course, they don't have the wage structure. They don't have the environmental problems, the OSHA, the other government harassment. They have here, little wonder. Companies are moving over there. Why would we be encouraging our factories to move overseas? Why would we be outsourcing our jobs? Why would we be intentionally weakening America? And then, of course, we have no effective anti-ballistic missile system. We have 6 missiles, and we don't even think they're going to work. And they're stationed up in Alaska, and the Russians have literally thousands of nuclear warheads. So, see, certainly the people intact to address these issues and ask into the questions I'm asking.
Yes, well, we end up talking about that in regards to the reasons why we should prepare for a disaster. I've got to admit we don't dwell on them. However, we try to keep our members well informed about the situation in the world. Once you become aware of those situations, then and you understand the need to prepare, then you're much more motivated to do so. I would say our focus is providing the information and the means for the individual family to prepare themselves to take care of any disaster. And as you pointed out, an economic disaster could be just around the corner, and therefore, again, you would need the supplies and the ability to stay at home while all that turmoil goes on outside your home.
And, of course, we get into an economic crisis, why we could have an inflationary spiral, and the price of these food products would just go out of sight. In fact, the price of everything you would need to survive could just simply go out of sight. People say it couldn't happen, but why couldn't it happen here? If God is just, why wouldn't he allow this to happen here?
Well, I can't really vouch for that as well, but I consider myself a student of the Bible, and in reading the Bible, I would say that there is good reason to suspect that we will see some of the judgments of God on this nation, and that's all the more reason for the individual to prepare themselves to be able to survive in a situation where a lot of the wicked people might be destroyed.
Well, of course, the thing is that you, obviously, and the people who work with you there in TACTA are making preparations, but what is your feel about people across America? Do they have any sense or feeling of urgency about the things we're talking about?
I talk with individuals all the time. I go to state fairs and address certain smaller groups that ask for some information. And for the most part, I would say the population is woefully unprepared. And even when presented with a lot of these facts, a lot of people choose not to do anything, and they find it rather unpleasant to think about some of the potential disasters that could befall this nation. I've got to admit, it just breaks my heart when I see a family with several young children and I ask them if they're prepared for a disaster, if they have much food storage at home, and they just kind of shrug their shoulders and say, no, we don't have much, and it's a really sad thing. And I think of those children and the suffering that could happen should any of these disasters strike, and that could be anything from an economic or natural disaster to a nuclear war. And they're just woefully unprepared to handle it. And so our job, as well as trying to provide that information, is trying to convince people that there is a legitimate threat and that they do need to prepare. And we're also trying to convince people that the preparations really aren't all that difficult. And it's not. It's you know, you could spend a few hours on a Saturday afternoon and put together a water purification kit and a pretty good start on food storage. And if you multiply that by a few weeks, you can be in a really good situation to handle most problems. It's not that difficult. It doesn't take that much time nor money.
And I think it's really so important that people begin to realize that there is the potential for some disastrous things coming to America. And I mean, 10 years from now, I'm talking about in the near future. I really fear that we are going to get into a war with Iran, and whether it'll be a matter of weeks or months, or I don't know. But I do know, not only from reading the contemporary press, but from reading the occult literature, which I do, that there is a plan that's been around for a long period of time to draw us into a war with the Muslim world, where you will get the Christians and the Jews to kill the Muslims, and the Muslims to kill the Christians, and destroy these structured societies and replace them with this new society. There really are people who have a different vision of the world, and they really want to have a one-world government and a one-world religion and do away with those outlandish, certainly unnecessary older religions of Christianity and Judaism, and replace it with the new religion as people evolve to higher levels of consciousness. And not only do the occultists believe that, but the Holy Scriptures tell us this as well. Are these those times? Well, I think we live in very, very difficult times, so I think we need to prepare ourselves. And our guest is Jay Wimpy from TACTA, www.tacta.org. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this?
there's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-229-7758.
Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money.
Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Jay Wimpy, and that you'll go to their website, tacta.org, and I think that they have a very interesting information. But you need to begin to think. Certainly, we hope and pray you would never need the very supplies, but it's far better to have them and not need them than need them, because believe me, when this all comes down, if it does, why, they're not going to be available. So right now, of course, you would like to get some information. We have books, Nuclear War Survival, and for $10, you can get a kit to build a nuclear detector, a nuclear meter. You go out and buy one of these nice yellow ones, and I have one there. Cost about $225, but you can build one. If you have the book on nuclear war survival, you can build that this little kit for $10 and get all the things together and learn how to do it on your own even without the kit. And then, of course, we have the book, Making the Best of Basics. I mean, if you simply have wheat, what do you do with it? How do you live if you don't have wonderful things that we're so used to? And Making the Best of Banks. This is a great, solid book. We have the DVD called Sheltering in Place. And incidentally, we carry that much less expensive than you're going to be able to buy it elsewhere. If you need your water filters, your Berkey water filters, you'd like to know more about those, give us a call. If you don't have your emergency food supplies and would like to get a catalog, why, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But we've sent out hundreds and hundreds of catalogs, and most of the people just haven't gotten around to doing anything. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to do something, whether you get it through us or some other place, well, it isn't as important as that you do something, or at least go down to the store and start laying in a supply of the things that you might need, and try to get the staples so that you'd be able to have a food supply and a water supply for a good period of time. And if we can help you, fine. If not, at least start thinking what you're going to do to protect yourself and your family. We carry a great book called Inside the Red Zone. It's actually written by a gentleman who was trained in Russia by the Russian military in nuclear and biological warfare. And it's a fascinating book, but it's got a checklist in the back of the book that's Inside the Red Zone. If you'd like to certainly get one of our emergency food kits, or I should say survival catalogs, well, I will send it to you. If you'd like to get the health food, and I should say the health products, the vitamins and minerals and other things that that we think are important in the various books written by people we know, like Dr. Blaylock and some of the other people that we put our confidence in when they talk about nutrition, the things that you'd want to have on hand to provide health for your family and your neighbors. Well, you're going to have to look after yourself first, but you're going to probably have to look after your neighbors, because an awful lot of them have not made any preparations at all. You need to have water, and you need to have a means of filtering it, and it will work and work efficiently. Under any circumstances, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like any of the catalogs, or if you'd like further information. And then I want to remind you about our yearly Radio Liberty seminar. It's going to be held on the 28th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And of course, as always, we're going to have a great lineup of people and hope you can make it. If you're coming from outside, why, we are going to have a group of rooms set aside at a local hotel. Hopefully we'll get a special rate on those, but give us a call. We'll get you the directions, and if you need a reservation, you've got to be there. That's October 28th, the Sunday. Had a great turnout last time, and hopefully we'll have a great turnout again. And again, our number 1-800-544-8927. And remember, behind everything are powerful spirits of forces directing the course of world events.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel.